Airlines are slowly rebounding from the financial toll of September 11th. They are recalling laid-off pilots and flight attendants and scheduling more flights in certain places. The airline's recovery strategy is focused on hub airports and big cities. The goal is to fill as many planes as possible with coveted business travelers. NPR's Marianne Akers has a report.
Commercial airline service is still way down and even non-existent in some outlying communities in places like Montana, the Dakotas, and upstate New York. The airlines are essentially retreating to their strength. They're scheduling a lot more flights in big cities at their hubs, which are the heart of any airline's route system. Michael Allen, the chief operating officer of Back Aviation Solutions, says this does prove modest recovery, but he says by no means are the airlines rounding the corner toward profitability. He says airlines are starting to rebound off the bottom, an expression he explains from a historical perspective.
If you look at any major crisis, whether it's the Gulf War, the Pan Am accident, and other events, typically you start seeing the bottom hit somewhere in the 6 month range, and you start seeing some level of rebound in terms of service and traffic. And we've seen from the bottom of what happened in September a steady increase in traffic, albeit at low-priced ticket pricing.
And those cheap tickets are one reason the airlines are focusing on the hub airports, because more business travelers pass through them. The idea is, if airlines can offer enough service out of the big airports, they can recapture business travelers. And that's a huge chunk of the business they've lost. For United Airlines, for example, last-minute business travelers and first-class tickets account for about 40% of the airline's entire revenue. United, like others, has announced plans to significantly increase daily operations at the hubs. United's biggest hub is Chicago O'Hare. Company spokesman Joe Hopkins says the airline will increase departures by 100 a day starting in June, up to 430.
The 430 will put us back at just about where we were prior to the attacks on September 11th. So we'll be back at our normal capacity at O'Hare, but below normal at our other hub airports.
For the airports, more operations will mean a lot more traffic. Controllers at O'Hare are expecting traffic to meet and even exceed levels before September 11th, and last summer was one of the busiest air travel seasons ever. Craig Berzik is a union representative for the Controllers Union. He's based in the O'Hare Tower.
We already run airplanes as close to each other or as tight as we can without being illegal. We can't go any further, and what you end up is with delays, and when you have delays, the controllers start, you feel the pressure, you start working a little bit harder, you start running things a little bit tighter, and that's where we make mistakes sometimes.
But while traffic might be heavy at the hubs, it will remain light everywhere else. Airlines are fighting for survival, and they're banking on their strategy to route planes to the hubs and fill them up. So the hubs are becoming battlegrounds where airlines compete over business travelers. American Airlines, for example, which also uses O'Hare as a hub, is aggressively matching United's increased flight schedule. And analysts say this is worrisome. The concern is that airlines could risk losing even more money just to keep their market shares. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.